Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that orders for durable goods rebounded in April. Durable goods orders increased 3.3% from the prior month to a seasonally adjusted $222.6 billion. Orders for non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft, a key measure of business investment, rose by 1.2%. The Federal Reserve President of St. Louis says that economic growth in the U.S. could reach 3% this year, although the economy's growth potential has likely been hurt by the financial crisis that plunged the world into recession in 2008. James Bullard said the Fed should not consider slowing the pace of its monthly asset purchases until inflation picks up. Annual inflation slowed to 1.1% in April, below the Fed's 2% target rate. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 180,000 metric tons of soft red winter wheat for delivery to China. During the 2013-14 marketing year, the 13-14 marketing year for soft red winter wheat begins on June the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,230, is down 64 points. The NASDAQ, 34.36, down 22. And the S&P 500 is 16.39, and it is down almost 11 points. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Interesting day of weather going on around the world today. A lot of frost is being reported in quite a few areas. I know that seems kind of a little strange for the end of May, but that's what we're doing. We're seeing frost in Minnesota and Wisconsin this morning. Some freezes actually occurred in a few locations in some of the fringe areas of crop country. Minor damage may have occurred, but not permanent losses. We've also seen frost this morning in Europe, and the last 3 days we've seen frost and light freezes occurring in northern Russia. So there's still an awful lot of cool air around in this hemisphere that we live in, and it looks like that is going to continue to fuel more rain across parts of the Midwest, which is certainly not going to be a very good thing at all, if not for the northwestern parts of the region. Showers and thunderstorms will occur on a regular basis, taking us through this next full week across Minnesota, the Dakotas, portions of Iowa, Wisconsin, all of that northwestern Corn Belt area is going to be subjected to rain and thunderstorms on a frequent basis, frequently enough that field work will be very limited, and that's not a good thing since we're getting close to the cutoff point for some of the insurance on some of these crops. And it looks like the forecast is going to continue to promote enough precipitation that even if they do get a break, which there will be a few, but it won't be long enough for the ground to dry up enough to get into the fields aggressively. So we're really quite concerned about that area. In contrast to that, the lower parts of the Midwest taking a little break from the rainy weather we've had this year. Most of the Ohio River Valley and portions of Missouri and even parts of Kansas will likely be dry through a big part of the coming week. We do expect maybe a chance for some rain in the first week of June across those areas. The rain is not expected to be very heavy, however, probably running a quarter to a half inch in some of those southern areas. The rain totals that occur here this weekend into early next week will be by far most significant from Nebraska and the Dakotas eastward into Michigan. And in this region, we'll see rain totals probably running in the range of about 3/4 of an inch to 2.5 inches. And Iowa, as well as eastern Nebraska and eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota will be kind of at ground zero, if you will, for the areas of heaviest rainfall, and the least amount of potential farming will likely occur in those areas outside of maybe today. We'll look for temperatures across the Midwest to slowly work their way warmer. It's really quite chilly this morning, as you know, and it looks like it's going to be very chilly again tomorrow morning across a fairly large part of the northern and eastern Midwest, in particular the Great Lakes region, south, southeastward into actually parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. A lot of temperatures will drop off into the 40s overnight with some middle and upper 30s expected. It wouldn't be surprising to see a few extreme lows tomorrow morning, maybe down into the frost range across a few pocketed areas, but we do not expect to see crop damage of a significant level occur in any of the key production areas. Temperatures will turn around, though, from our highs this afternoon in the upper 50s and 60s in the Great Lakes region and 70s in other areas to the range of upper 70s and 80s expected in many areas as we go through the work week next week. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see those drier areas in the southwest and south-central parts of the Midwest get up around 90 degrees as we get towards the middle part of next week, and that will help to accelerate the drying process but put a little stress out there for a few crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading on this Friday in Kansas City. July wheat at 747.5 down 7. July wheat in Chicago, 697.5 down 5 and 3 quarters. July corn, 655 and 3 quarters, now 56 down 6. December at 528 down 6 and 3 quarters. July soybeans, 1493 and a quarter, now 93 even down 6 and a half. November, 1246 up 3. July soybean meal, $4.35 down $2. July soybean oil, $49.57 down 9 cents. June live cattle, 119.42.5 up 30. August feeders, 143.15 up 50. And June lean hogs at 93.95, and they are down 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Interesting trading day yesterday with the July soybeans.
Yeah, it certainly was.
It has been thought by many people that when the rally is over, it will happen on a spike exhaustion high. That's what we got yesterday. We're also seeing the basis in the soybean market collapse. It's down to just a few pennies now in many locations. So what do you make of all this?
Well, I think that certainly is reason for concern. I mean, I think that, you know, we still are above, I would call still in a positive trend on the July beans, but we sure had a sloppy close there yesterday. And I think we're in a situation today with a three-day weekend here and several things, weather-wise. I mean, everybody's watching the weather, see what happens with that. That we may have to wait to find out whether that was the exhaustion spike high or not. It sure looks like it probably is now. I mean, I think we definitely have some risk to the downside on old crop beans. If you've got old crop beans any left, I think you probably need to pay attention to that and probably take advantage of it because, like you say, the basis is falling off pretty rapidly this week as well.
And so if that be the case on the old crop beans, it was old crop beans to some degree that was pushing new crop beans higher. What are your concerns there then?
Well, I think that we seem to have a little bit more calmer, more pattern market, you know, in the new crop, of course, than we do in the old. And I guess I've been kind of using like $12 cash for fall as a target area, which we're above that. You know, if guys need to make catch-up sales, I think that's not a bad area. $12.50 cash, you know, if you just want to add some positions. So those are kind of the numbers I've been kind of looking at.
Turn your attention to corn. What are you seeing there today?
Well, corn, I believe that we had a nice turnaround, but how much of that was caused by the bean market yesterday is a question. I guess I still kind of think that we've put a temporary bottom in this December corn market and probably need to move up here and fill that gap before we go down and test that again. But today is a day I just, you know, think it's important that the listeners know. I mean, I think today with this 3-day weekend, we could have about anything happen here. So
do you think 5/11 is good, generally speaking, until we say we're within 10 or 15 days of pollination?
Yeah, I think we, number one, need to see when we get this last bunch of corn planted. And number two, I think we need to see a couple of condition reports, you know, showing us good to excellent and good categories before we probably go down and test that again.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, July corn, 656 and three quarters, down 5 1/4. December, 528 and a half, down 6, not 29 even, down 5 3/4. July soybeans are 1492 and three quarters, down 6 3/4. November are 1246, they're up 3. July soybean meal, 434.90, down 210. July soybean oil, 49.58, down 8 cents. July wheat in Chicago, 697.5, down 5 3/4. July wheat in Kansas City, 746.75, down 7 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.